out of control and destroy addictions.
Addictions, okay. First, look at what an addiction is. Addictions can be kind of looked at several different ways and making it very simple to understand. Addiction, first of all, is through a chemical, most likely, okay? There are other kinds of addictions. There are pain addiction, where women get battered, and then they leave their husband, and they go back, they get battered, they leave, they get back. Why? Because they like the pain. Whether they realize it or not, the body starts secreting an aspirin type thing to deal with the pain, and it actually learns to like it. There are addictions where you take chemicals, and the body deals with the pain and does the same thing. And that's what creates your addiction. It's not really what you're using. It's really the result of what it's doing that makes you addicted. Okay? Then there are drugs that are addictive because what it does is you present building material to the cells of your body. Anything that goes in your body, let's get something straight. Anything that you consume orally, okay, your body will try to break down and use as building material. So if you use a drug or you take something in orally, okay, whatever it is, whatever chemical, your body's going to try to use it to build cells, which means those cells are going to come out retarded, and those retarded cells are going to create cancer, tumors, and whatever else because they do not have the common sense to understand the blueprint. So they are going to build stuff that just doesn't make any logic, and eventually it's going to be they're going to build a wall through an artery, and it's going to stop the blood going to your heart, and you're going to die for no good reason, and nobody's going to know why. The reason why you get addicted is because the brain gets used to using the chemical to create a certain release of neurons and electrons, and it follows a certain pattern, and it tells the brain through this chemical to release other chemicals which give you the feelings and the results of the euphoria or the relaxation or whatever you have. Well, what happens is the brain starts to become habitual. It gets used to doing something a certain way. And when you shut it off, it forgot how to produce certain things naturally at a stable level. So now that it can't produce it stably on a stable level, it starts screwing up the signals to all the muscles in your body, to all the organs that secrete chemicals in your body that control the expansion and retraction of the muscles in your body, and they start to go out of whack. And these muscles start to tighten up creates friction, friction creates intense heat. Okay, it creates intense pains because the nervous system then says that the muscle system is tightening out irrationally, which starts putting into muscle spasms, which also start closing up around your heart. Your heart is a muscle. Your lungs are controlled by muscles expanding and retracting. And when the muscles start tightening, do you know that you can tighten your muscles so tight they say it's comparable to steel? Because the cells intertwine so close and so tight, it's just like the molecules that are tight around steel that make steel as strong as it does. So it gets so tight, it starts clenching around the organs in your body so that they can't even pump or move the fluid anymore. Addiction is habit. It's habit because it tells the brain or forces the brain to secrete a certain chemical to give you a sense or a feeling. Okay? The same things that make you feel light and relaxed are the brain producing the signal to relax the muscles in your body so they have much lesser stimulation. So that makes you just feel like you just want to lay around. Or it tells the brain to release. All chemicals do is they tell your brain to do stuff that it doesn't want to do. It fools it. It lies to it. Okay? And your brain controls all your feelings, all your emotions, all the chemicals that are released to create electrical discharges through chemical reactions. Okay? When the brain gets used to a system, a way of existing, it starts to assume this is the way it's supposed to be. But what's happening is, in some cases, you're ripping it open, and then you make everything else feel good. But the ripping of the doorway constantly open eventually destroys the doorway until it collapses and it can't stay open on its own, and then it prevents you from doing anything, and then your brain is all out of whack again, and the muscles tighten up, the heart tightens up, the lungs tighten up, and you die again. The best way to get off of a drug is to basically, in my opinion, go cold turkey. You've got to treat the brain like a child. Okay? It wants, and you've got to say no. And you've got to say no enough and end the subject as much as you can so that it's not aware or thinking about it anymore until it starts to learn to do things differently and go back to its old ways. So in my opinion, the best way almost is cold turkey, no matter what it is, even heroin. Okay, but unfortunately, heroin in particular, which is one of the hardest things to get off of, tends to be one of the most physically harmful. But the brain will start telling you, well, I want this, because instead of it releasing it on its own, it's used to you releasing it into the brain for you. So it starts to think that it's a normal thing. And when it can't do it and it doesn't have the resources to make it, it starts getting very mad. It starts to panic and say something's very wrong. So it starts telling the rest of you to start going crazy, like, hey, we're going to do something. And this is what creates the need to just go out and find it somewhere. The second best way is obviously trying to wean somebody off of it. But the problem with weaning is that it starts to get into an issue of how much, how little. You still want so bad that even as you're weaning yourself off of it, it's like not enough. So then you're not satisfied. So then you say, I'm just going to get it one time where I really want it, and then I'll keep weaning again. You know what I'm saying? The problem is once you raise it up again, it's like starting all over again, which goes right back to cold turkey. The brain doesn't just use electricity to think. It uses chemical reactions. Emotions are chemicals that are released in the brain, and then other chemicals are released. And when they hit each other, it's like an explosion. It's a chemical reaction that creates energy. And that energy is released in your brain, which creates an electrical impulse. It falls down a pathway, and it hits something, and the brain goes, oh, okay. You know, every time it gets thudded, okay? Well, it's mainly from chemicals being released splashing against each other, creating like fuzz, like psh, okay? And that is energy released. It's electricity. When you shoot up with chemicals and it gets to the brain, it's shooting chemicals, hitting other chemicals, creating a reaction that creates energy, sending a signal in your brain for the brain then to do a response for the body. What happens is that when you use it, it keeps producing that effect, and as it dwindles, it just keeps using it a little bit. Whatever's there, it searches for it. And then when it can't find it, it's okay because it needs time to recuperate, so you're okay for a while. Then it says, okay, we're ready, we need more again. It starts searching the blood for it. And it says, why isn't it here? Well, the brain is used to just going to whatever it wants to get whatever it needs to do what it feels or to create what it wants. But when it's used to getting it from outside of the body, it learns. So it says, okay, you want this. Go get it. You need it. Fulfill it. We want it. We need it now. Now, 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 now. And you start feeling the desire. Well, that is that nagging desire to fulfill. And depending on how strong of an impact it's made on the brain, depending on what chemical it is, from heroin to crystal meth, it strengthens that nagging thing. And it knows what it wants. Either it wants cocaine or it wants heroin or whatever. But it's going to drive you nuts until you relieve it of getting what you want. I think that the only thing you can do is two things. Is totally purge the body of these chemicals that it's searching for. And then force it to learn to cope and deal with it differently. But the brain does not forget easily, and it has a strong desire to go back to whatever was the easiest means of achieving the goal. I think anybody can relapse. The brain never forgets. Once you experience something, you can just remove it. You can remove it waving in your face. You can remove it if you don't go to the bars. It's always a presentation. The brain never forgets. What you have to do is you got to take control of the brain. You got to say enough's enough. And you purge yourself. That is the best way to resolve your problem.